pretty much the same on this side, but we're going to just adjust you slightly higher because you still have some tightness through there. Just bend that knee for me. Good. And lay your stomach. And that's made you a lot more even through there. And even when I come up to palpate through those joints, it's a lot less pressure, which is really good.
Cindy, can I first get you to explain exactly what chiropractors do?
So chiropractic works with looking at the body as a whole, and mainly we look at the function of the spine and the skeletal system and then focus on correct movement and reducing stresses on the spine and therefore taking some pressure off the nervous system and helping improve body function.
Do you know how long the practice has been around?
The practice of chiropractic has actually been around for a considerable time, well over, I would say, can remember probably about 100 years at least, but in the last, let's say, 30 to 40 years, it's actually becoming a lot more mainstream. And then with the addition of the Murdoch University in Perth, with the new chiropractic clinic there and school, it's actually become increasingly popular.
Why did you get involved in the field?
I became involved because I wanted to do something to do with sports, and in all honesty, I wanted to either go down the line of physio, chiro or occupational therapy. And I myself injured my neck, and I went to a chiropractor and he was able to help me, and I found it extremely fascinating. And from then on, I just became involved and then, yeah, loved it.
What's one of the most common problems you come across?
In Kalgoorlie, probably the most common problem is lower back pain. And this is usually due to either the long sort of mining hours, so people working for long periods of time, the 12-hour shifts, and doing quite a physical job, or on the other sort of flip side, they're still doing long hours, but they're sitting as like a truck driver, so they've got bad posture, and they don't do enough exercise, and then that sort of culminates, and yeah.
And that's both male and female?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, we see a lot of males and females, and there doesn't seem to be much of a difference, yeah.
There is a bit of a fear surrounding chiropractors. Why is this the case?
I think in general, a lot of it is not knowing exactly what we do, so people get a bit nervous, and also it's the noise, that the cracking noise or the adjustment, and what people don't seem to realise is that that noise is purely just like a pressure release. It's not bone cracking on bone, which is something we do get asked pretty much every day. And it's not painful to be adjusted. It actually feels really good. That release of endorphins and the sort of extra blood flow that you get to that area, it should feel really good.
Just shuffle down the table a bit. So you have the common areas through your mid thoracic spine, so your mid-back area, that get locked up, especially for females. We tend to slouch a little bit more than males because of having breasts, and we more commonly have desk jobs. So I'm going to get you to take a deep breath in and breathe out. And okay, just once more, deep breath in and out. And lay on your back for me. Just stretching out through your pelvis, through here, because after we adjust you, we are making quite a dramatic change through that area. So it's always good to get everything stretched nice and loose. That's why it's always important to go for a walk after you get adjusted. I'm just gonna roll you over this way. I'm gonna get you to take a deep breath in and breathe out. And relax that.
You have just adjusted me. I don't mind you telling everyone my bad posture and what I need to improve on.
Alrighty, so you do seem to slouch far too much. So you've got the typical sort of rounded shoulders and forward head carriage, and that's seen in a lot of people that do sit down day to day. To improve that, what I was just talking to you before about was we need to really strengthen your upper back. We need to strengthen through your core as well, so doing some more abdominal work and lower core muscles, If we can get them stronger, that will keep you a bit more upright. And also, if we can strengthen your upper back, that will actually counterbalance what's going on through your shoulders and everything else. And with adjusting the spine, that will also help reduce the pressure within that area and allow you to sit up and, yeah, sit up straighter and feel better.
This week is Spinal Health Week. Why is it so important to have a healthy spine?
A healthy spine is extremely important. If you don't look after your spine, that's what carries us around day to day. That's what allows us to walk around, to pick up things, to function. If we don't look after that, then one, it's going to lead to pain. It's going to lead to a lot of problems within the society and things like that. We all look after our hair and get our hair cut and look after our nails for girls. Look, in all honesty, I think our spines are a little bit more important than that, and we need to keep them functioning as well as we possibly can so we can grow old without too many problems.
Although fashion does get in the way, especially with females with high heels and heavy big bags, what advice do you have for the ladies out there?
You shouldn't, on a day-to-day basis, you shouldn't really be wearing high heels. You should be wearing the more comfort shoes, a bit flatter shoes. However, if you are doing something about improving your fitness and strength and looking after yourself, getting adjusted, things like that, then I don't see there's much of a problem to wear high heels every now and then. It's just not something I would recommend on a daily basis. With the bag, reducing what you need to carry around, I really don't think we need the huge bags. If we can reduce, the amount that's in the bag, and then that's gonna,
And posture is very important. We just heard that my posture is very bad. What's your number one tip that maybe everyone can work on with their posture?
Working on your core. The core is so important, and our core is our abdominal muscles. It's our lower abdominal muscles. If we can get them stronger, you naturally will sit up a bit straighter. If we can, you really need to work on that. It's so important, and I think anyone in the allied health profession is going to be 100% agreeable with that, yeah.
Well, Cindy, thank you very much for an insight into the chiropractic world, and happy Spinal Health Week.
Thank you.